Welcome to the Nutritionally.com podcast. I'm Alex, here to help you take charge of your health and well-being. Let's dive into today's episode and get proactive about feeling your best. Hey there, health enthusiasts. Alex here, and today we're diving into a topic that's been on everyone's minds lately, type 2 diabetes. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, isn't that just about sugar? Well, grab your favorite sugar-free beverage because we're about to sweeten your knowledge without spiking your glucose levels. Type 2 diabetes is like that friend who shows up uninvited to your party and then refuses to leave. It's when your body starts giving attitude to insulin, the hormone responsible for managing your blood sugar. Imagine insulin as the bouncer at a nightclub, deciding who gets in and who doesn't. In type 2 diabetes, the cells in your body are like stubborn partygoers who won't listen to the bouncer, leaving sugar hanging out in your bloodstream. But here's the kicker. It's not just about what you eat. It's a whole lifestyle thing. Diet plays a huge role, sure. But so does exercise, stress management, and even how much you're sleeping. It's like trying to balance a spinning plate on a stick while riding a unicycle. Tricky, but not impossible. The good news? You've got more control than you might think. Small changes can make a big difference. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. Maybe today you swap that soda for water or take a brisk walk during your lunch break. Every little step counts. Remember, folks, knowledge is power, but action is superpower. Understanding type 2 diabetes is just the beginning. It's what you do with that knowledge that can truly change your health trajectory. So are you ready to take control of your health journey? Whether you're managing diabetes or just aiming for a healthier lifestyle, you've got this. And remember, for more tips and tricks on navigating the wild world of wellness, swing by our website at nutritionally.com. Stay healthy, stay happy, and keep that blood sugar in check. All right, let's talk about food, folks. You know, when it comes to managing blood sugar, your diet is like the superhero of the story. But don't worry, we're not about to turn your kitchen into a chemistry lab. Think of your plate as a colorful canvas. The more colors you add, the better your blood sugar painting will be. We're talking about filling half your plate with non-starchy veggies, you know, the crunchy, leafy stuff that makes you feel virtuous. Then, add a quarter of lean protein, chicken, fish, tofu, whatever floats your boat. The last quarter, that's for your whole grains or starchy veggies. Now here's a fun little trick I like to call the fiber fiesta. Fiber is like that friend who always has your back. It slows down digestion, which means your blood sugar doesn't go on a roller coaster ride. Beans, lentils, whole grains, they're all invited to this fiesta. But let's talk portion control, because size does matter when it comes to managing diabetes. I know, it's tempting to go back for seconds of that delicious quinoa salad. But think of your portions like a game of Tetris. Everything has its perfect place and size. Here's a pro tip. Work with a registered dietitian. It's like having a personal food coach. They can help you create a meal plan that's as unique as your fingerprint. Because let's face it, we're all different, and what works for your neighbor might not work for you. Remember, it's not about depriving yourself. It's about making smart choices that keep your taste buds happy and your blood sugar stable. Who says healthy can't be delicious? So, next time you're planning your meals, think of yourself as the director of your own health movie. You're in charge of casting the right foods in the starring roles. And trust me, with the right cast, your blood sugar levels will give you a standing ovation. Ready to become a blood sugar control master chef? Remember, for more tasty tips and tricks, hop over to nutritionally.com. Your pancreas will thank you. Let's get moving, folks. We're about to dive into the world of physical activity, and trust me, it's more fun than a dance party with your cat, and way more beneficial for your blood sugar. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, I barely have time to breathe, let alone exercise. But here's the secret. You don't need to become a gym rat to reap the benefits. Physical activity is like a magic wand for your body, especially when it comes to managing diabetes. Picture this. Every time you move, you're like a superhero fighting against high blood sugar. Your muscles become glucose-guzzling machines, helping to lower your blood sugar levels. It's like having an army of tiny personal trainers inside your body. The goal? Aim for about 150 minutes of moderate intensity activity each week. That might sound like a lot, but break it down and it's just 30 minutes, 5 days a week. You can do that, right? It could be a brisk walk with your dog, a dance session in your living room, or even gardening. The key is to find something you enjoy, because if you love it, you'll stick with it. But here's the kicker. You don't have to do it all at once. Can't spare 30 minutes? No problem. How about 3 10-minute bursts throughout the day? Take a quick walk after each meal. Boom, you've hit your goal, and your blood sugar will be doing a happy dance. And let's not forget about strength training. Twice a week, show those muscles some love. It doesn't have to be fancy. Bodyweight exercises, resistance bands, or even lifting those heavy grocery bags count. Remember, starting slow is okay. Maybe begin with 10-minute walks and gradually increase. It's not a race, it's a journey, and every step you take is a step towards better health. So, are you ready to get your body moving and your blood sugar grooving? Your future self will thank you for it. And hey, for more fun and easy ways to incorporate activity into your daily life, swing by nutritionally.com. Let's turn that couch potato into a sweet potato. Active, healthy, and oh so good for you. All right, let's talk about the elephant in the room, or should I say, the extra pounds on the scale. Maintaining a healthy weight is like trying to balance on a seesaw while juggling oranges. Tricky? Yes. Impossible? Absolutely not. Here's the skinny on weight and diabetes. They're like two peas in a pod, but not in a good way. Extra weight can make your body resist insulin more than a toddler resists bedtime. But hey, don't panic. Even small changes can make a big difference. Let's start with a mind-blowing fact. Losing just 5 to 10% of your body weight can significantly improve your blood sugar control. That's right, you don't need to aim for runway model status here. For someone weighing 200 pounds, that's just 10 to 20 pounds. It's like finding a $20 bill in your old jeans. Small, but oh so sweet. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, easier said than done. And you're right. Weight loss isn't a sprint. It's more like a leisurely stroll through the park. It's about making sustainable changes that you can stick with long term. No crash diets or extreme measures here, folks. Remember our chat about healthy eating and exercise? They're your dynamic duo in the weight management game. It's all about finding that sweet spot between calories in and calories out. Think of your body as a bank account. You want to deposit less energy than you withdraw. But here's the secret sauce. It's not just about the number on the scale. It's about how you feel, your energy levels, and yes, those blood sugar readings. Sometimes the scale might not budge, but your body composition is changing. You're building muscle, boosting your metabolism, and becoming a lean, mean, glucose-managing machine. And don't forget, everyone's journey is different. What works for your neighbor might not work for you. That's why it's crucial to work with your healthcare team. They can help you create a personalized weight management plan that fits your life like a glove. So, are you ready to show those extra pounds the door? Remember, every step counts. Every healthy choice matters. You've got this. And for more tips on maintaining a healthy weight while managing diabetes, hop over to nutritionally.com. Let's turn that weight loss journey into a weight loss adventure. All right, health detectives, it's time to put on your Sherlock Holmes hats because we're diving into the world of health metrics. Think of this as your personal health CSI, continuous sugar investigation. Now, I know numbers can sometimes feel about as exciting as watching paint dry, but trust me, these digits are the secret agents in your diabetes management mission. They're like the GPS for your health journey, telling you if you're on the right track or if you've taken a detour into Candyland. Let's start with the superstar of diabetes metrics, the A1C test. This isn't just any old number. It's like a time machine that shows your average blood sugar over the past 2 to 3 months. Imagine if you could see all your food choices from the last quarter in one snapshot. That's your A1C. Aim for that sweet spot below 7%. But remember, your target might be different based on your unique situation. But wait, there's more. Blood pressure and cholesterol are like the sidekicks in this health hero story. They might not get top billing, but they're crucial to the plot. Keep that blood pressure below 140/90, and your heart will be doing a happy dance. Now here's where it gets interactive. Daily blood sugar monitoring. It's like being the director of your own health movie. You get to see in real time how that apple or that brisk walk affects your sugar levels. It's not about obsessing over every number, but about understanding your body's unique rhythm. And let's not forget about those regular checkups with your healthcare team. Think of these as your health pit stops. Just like a race car needs tune-ups to perform its best, your body needs these check-ins to stay in top form. Here's a pro tip. Keep a health diary. Jot down your numbers, how you're feeling, what you're eating. It's like creating a treasure map to better health, and you're the pirate captain. Remember, these numbers aren't just cold, hard data. They're the story of your health, written in digits. They're empowering you to take control of your well-being. So, are you ready to become the Sherlock Holmes of your own health mystery? For more tips on tracking your health metrics and making sense of the numbers, swing by nutritionally.com. Let's turn those metrics into your personal cheer squad, rooting for your health every step of the way. Okay, folks, let's take a deep breath together and dive into the world of mental health and stress management. You know, managing diabetes isn't just about what's happening in your body. It's also about what's going on in that beautiful mind of yours. Picture this. Your stress levels are like a pot of water on the stove. A little warmth is fine, maybe even beneficial. But let that pot boil over, and suddenly you've got a mess on your hands. Or in this case, a spike in your blood sugar. Yep, stress and high blood sugar go together like peanut butter and jelly, except way less tasty. So, how do we keep that stress pot from boiling over? Well, it's time to become the master chef of your mental health kitchen. First up, let's talk about the power of mindfulness. It's like hitting the pause button on life's remote control. Take a few minutes each day to just breathe, focus on the present moment, and let those worries float away like clouds in the sky. Next on the menu, we've got the sleep special. Aim for 7-8 hours of quality shut-eye each night. It's like giving your brain a spa day, rejuvenating, refreshing, and oh so good for your blood sugar levels. Having trouble sleeping? Try creating a bedtime routine. It's like a lullaby for adults. Now, let's spice things up with some hobby time. Whether it's painting, gardening, or learning to juggle, hey, why not? Hobbies are like mental health superfoods. They give your brain a break from the daily grind and flood it with feel-good chemicals. And here's a secret ingredient. Social connections. Spending time with friends and loved ones is like emotional chicken soup for the soul. It boosts your mood, lowers stress, and reminds you that you're not alone in this journey. But what if the stress feels too big to handle on your own? That's when it's time to call in the professionals. Talking to a therapist or counselor is like having a personal trainer for your mind. There's absolutely no shame in asking for help. In fact, it's one of the bravest things you can do. Remember, managing your mental health isn't a one-and-done deal. It's a daily practice, just like checking your blood sugar or taking your meds. Be patient with yourself, celebrate the small victories, and know that every step you take towards better mental health is a step towards better overall health. So, are you ready to become a Zen master of diabetes management? For more tips on stress busting and mood boosting, hop over to nutritionally.com. Let's turn that stress into your personal cheerleader, motivating you to live your best, healthiest life. All right, folks, it's time to talk about the elephant. or should I say the cigarette and wine glass, in the room. Yep, we're diving into the world of smoking and alcohol, and how they play into the diabetes management game. Buckle up, because this might just be the reality check you didn't know you needed. Let's start with smoking. Now, I know what you're thinking. Alex, everyone knows smoking is bad. But here's the kicker. For people with diabetes, it's like pouring gasoline on a fire. Smoking doesn't just mess with your lungs. It's also a troublemaker for your blood vessels, making it harder for insulin to do its job. It's like trying to deliver a package in rush hour traffic, frustrating and inefficient. But hey, if you're a smoker, don't beat yourself up. Quitting is tough, but you're tougher. Think of it as breaking up with a toxic ex. It's hard at first, but you'll feel so much better in the long run. And the good news? The moment you quit, your body starts throwing a health party. Within hours, your blood pressure drops, and within weeks, your circulation improves. It's like giving your body a superhero cape. Now let's pour ourselves into the topic of alcohol. Unlike smoking, which is a clear no-no, alcohol is more of a it's complicated situation. A glass of red wine with dinner? Potentially beneficial. A wild night out with tequila shots? Not so much. Here's the deal. Alcohol can actually lower your blood sugar, which sounds great, right? But hold your horses. It can also lead to dangerously low blood sugar, especially if you're taking certain diabetes medications. It's like a seesaw that can tip too far in either direction. So what's a health-conscious person to do? If you choose to drink, moderation is your best friend. We're talking no more than one drink a day for women and two for men. And always, always eat something when you drink. It's like giving your liver a little helmet before sending it into battle. Remember, these aren't just arbitrary rules. They're about giving your body the best chance to manage diabetes effectively. Every time you say no to a cigarette or stick to just one drink, you're giving yourself a high five for better health. So, are you ready to make some empowering lifestyle choices? Whether it's kicking the smoking habit or being mindful about alcohol, you've got this. And for more tips on making smart lifestyle choices while managing diabetes, swing by nutritionally.com. Let's turn those challenging choices into your personal victory dance. Let's face it, folks, managing diabetes can sometimes feel like trying to solve a Rubik's Cube blindfolded. But don't worry, because we're about to unlock the secret to becoming a diabetes problem-solving ninja. First things first, let's talk about the power of a good support system. It's like having your own personal cheer squad, but instead of pom-poms, they're armed with understanding, empathy, and maybe a low-carb snack or two. Your support system can be family, friends, or even a diabetes support group. It's about surrounding yourself with people who get it, who'll listen when you need to vent, and who'll celebrate your victories, no matter how small. Now on to problem solving. Imagine you're the detective in your own health mystery novel. You've got clues, your blood sugar readings, suspects, that pizza you ate last night, and a case to solve, why your numbers are higher than usual. It's time to put on your Sherlock Holmes hat and get investigating. Here's a nifty three-step approach to problem solving that'll make you feel like a diabetes management superhero. Step 1. Identify the problem. Is it high blood sugar after meals? Difficulty sticking to your exercise routine? Name that troublemaker. Step 2. Brainstorm solutions. Get creative. If post-meal spikes are your nemesis, maybe it's time to experiment with different food combinations or portion sizes. If exercise is a struggle, how about finding a workout buddy or trying a fun new activity? Step 3. Test and adjust. Try out your solution and see how it goes. Remember, there's no failure here, only feedback. If it works, great. If not, back to the drawing board. It's all part of the learning process. And here's a pro tip. Keep a diabetes journal. It's like your personal health diary, where you can track patterns, note what works, and spot any recurring issues. It's amazing what you can learn when you start connecting the dots. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Your healthcare team is a crucial part of your support system. They're like the Avengers of the medical world, each with their own superpower to help you manage your diabetes. Don't be shy about reaching out to them with questions or concerns. So are you ready to become a master problem solver and build your diabetes support dream team? Remember, every challenge you overcome is a victory, no matter how small. You've got this. For more tips on problem solving and building a rock-solid support system, head over to nutritionally.com. Let's turn those diabetes challenges into opportunities for growth and empowerment. All right, health champions, we've reached the final lap of our diabetes management marathon. Let's talk about proactive steps for prevention, because the best offense is a good defense, especially when it comes to your health. Now, whether you're managing diabetes or trying to prevent it, these steps are like your personal health insurance policy. Think of it as building a fortress around your well-being, brick by healthy brick. First up, let's talk about the power of prevention screenings. These are like your body's early warning system. Regular checkups, including blood sugar tests, are your chance to catch any potential issues before they turn into full-blown problems. It's like having a crystal ball for your health. Next on our prevention playlist, sleep. Yes, you heard me right. Getting enough quality shut-eye isn't just about avoiding those under-eye bags. It's a crucial player in regulating your metabolism and keeping those blood sugar levels in check. Aim for 7 to 8 hours a night, and your body will thank you with better glucose control. Now let's spice things up with some stress-busting techniques. Chronic stress is like kryptonite for your health, especially when it comes to diabetes risk. So find what helps you unwind. Maybe it's meditation, yoga, or even just a quiet walk in nature. Whatever floats your relaxation boat, make it a regular part of your routine. Here's a fun one. Laugh more. No, seriously. Laughter isn't just good for the soul, it's great for your body too. It reduces stress hormones, boosts your immune system, and hey, it's a mini workout for your abs. So cue up those funny cat videos or hang out with your most hilarious friend. Doctor's orders. And let's not forget about the power of knowledge. Stay informed about diabetes management and prevention. It's like being a student in the school of health. The more you learn, the more empowered you become. Attend workshops, read reputable health blogs like ours at nutritionally.com, wink wink, and don't be afraid to ask questions. Lastly, remember that prevention isn't a solo sport. Get your family and friends involved in your healthy lifestyle choices. Cook nutritious meals together, go for group walks, or start a friendly step counting competition. It's more fun when everyone's on board. So there you have it, folks, your roadmap to proactive diabetes prevention and management. Remember, every small step you take is a giant leap for your health. You're not just preventing diabetes, you're building a foundation for a vibrant, energetic life. Are you ready to be the CEO of your health? For more tips on taking charge of your well-being and staying one step ahead of diabetes, visit us at nutritionally.com. Let's make prevention your superpower. And that's a wrap on our diabetes management journey. Remember, you've got the power to write your own health story. Make it a bestseller. Thank you for joining us on the nutritionally.com podcast. I hope you found today's episode helpful and inspiring. Remember, taking proactive steps today can lead to a healthier tomorrow. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and visit nutritionally.com for more tips and resources. Stay healthy, stay proactive, and I'll see you next time.